It has been about 3 months since Israel launched Operation Protective Edge in Gaza Strip, leaving 2,200 dead, most of whom were women and children. It is estimated that a 50-day war left more than 20,000 homes uninhabitable. The dust of war settled down in what can be seen as the 64,000 refugees still being housed in 20 Gaza schools. In a press conference in the Iranian capital, Tehran, Iranian Red Crescent Society's Undersecretary General of International Affairs and IHI, Mohammad Shahabeddin Mohammadi Araghi, reported on the society's contributions to Palestine and the war-stricken Gaza Strip.
To alleviate the hardships of people of Gaza in the first phase of our plan, we gathered 3.6 million from people, and we then sent our representatives to negotiate with the Egyptian and Palestinian Red Crescent Society based in Cairo to be able to evaluate the situation and take coordinated measures in Gaza. Eventually, we sent our aid packages, including tents, blankets, food, and medical products worth $890,000.
Regarding the devastations left in Gaza after the 50-day war, this question still remains to be answered. Has the international community lived up to its commitments to lessen the plight of Gazans or not?
Peace activists believe that the only way Palestinians can be able to live a dignified life is to be able to stand on their own feet, and this is only possible by ending the blockade and starting a viable and fair trade.
There's no question at all that there needs to be a tremendous influx of aid for the situation in Gaza. However, what was the condition of the ceasefire that Hamas demanded? It was the end of the blockade. How much money are we putting into actually conducting trade so that the Palestinians can get beyond aid and actually live a dignified life?
In a visit to Gaza ruins, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged Israeli officials to be held accountable for the crimes.
This is a much more serious destructions than what I saw in 2009, immediately after the violence at the time.
UN Secretary General condemned Israel's bombing of UN schools in called what happened in Gaza as a source of shame to the international community. But UN still has to attend to the questions asking its delay in action, and also it's not addressing other pervasive Israeli attacks against innocent lives in Gaza. Hamid Javani, Press TV, Tehran.